Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Surprise! Popping into your feed on not a Thursday? This could simply only mean one thing. We're having a Patreon drive. If you're caught up on this season, you've heard me intro the drive, but you definitely want to stick around for a sneak preview of our Patreon sleepover minisode with Sophie Williams / Official Millennial Black from episode 4. So even though we've partnered with Acast for our ads this season, we are a small indie podcast, which means we're not part of a network and we're just a team of a few women making radical fat media. Literally, the only way we can keep doing that for free is because of our patrons. We love y'all and we feel your love for us and we want to expand our Patreon family. We're asking you, sweet listener, to join our Patreon Team Paisley Moo Moo for only $7 a month. That's less than $2 a week, and that money goes towards paying our all-queer, mostly fat team of women, and it also goes to producing our main feed content the way we want to produce it. Guests we know, love and support, only fat-positive, anti-racist, queer-inclusive messaging. When you join our Patreon at $7 a month, you get goodies too. You get weekly audio extras, outtakes from that week's episode, access to our close friend story on Instagram, our Patreon-only Facebook group, which is my favorite fat community, and you also get a whole bonus minisode every Friday featuring our guest from that week's episode. You'll be able to listen to the entire back catalog of minisodes too. Hours of SAF content for your hot summer eves lying in bed. Now, as you know from NPR, a funding drive from that kind of place usually has stuff like tote bags for the generous donors, and we will raise you an exciting intangible thing, our Babysitter's Club. A fun little weekly live stream where I read and giggle at a chapter of the Babysitter's Club with y'all. It's gonna be very silly and very fat girl TM. We're gonna do the first one this Sunday, August 23rd on our Instagram Live for all our listeners, and then every week after that, we'll have a special stream just for our fat babysitters. Listen, we know how much y'all love tangible goods. We are working on it, so stay tuned for that. So, to participate in the drive and support independent fat media, please join our Patreon at patreon.com/she'sallfatpot at any level. If you want to join the Babysitter's Club for weekly chapter book-based hangouts and a special shout-out in next week's episode, join at Team Paisley Moo Moo, $7 a month and above. Sound good? All right, buckle in for this sneak preview of our Patreon sleepover minisode with Sophie Williams.
Calling body posse sisters, hushes diet culture.
Okay, so for Patreon this season, we're doing Patreon minisodes that relate to sleepovers because we're all in a COVID sleepover right now. So does the UK have different sleepover conventions than the US, or are they like similar games that you play when you're a little kid and you go to sleepovers? Do you know what I mean?
Well, I don't know what the US ones are.
Okay, do you play Light as a Feather, Stiff as a Board?
Nope.
Do you know what that is? Oh my God.
I know it from films like, is it like The Craft or something that they, you know?
Sure. Yeah, they do it in The Craft, okay. But they do it with real magic in The Craft, you okay. know, but like.
Real magic.
You know what I mean? But in sleepovers, what you do is you like have someone lie down on the ground, mm-hmm. and they cross their hands over their chest and pretend to be dead. Mm-hmm. And yes. And then everyone else puts one or two fingers underneath their body. And then you all chant together. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. And basically the idea is that, like, because there's like 10 people lifting, you can lift the body up very easily with just one or two fingers.
Have you done it?
Yes. Okay, yes. We used to do it all the time.
You're like, yeah, ovs.
all the time. We used to do this. And then, you know, it goes until you lift them up until the girl who's being lifted up, like, opens her eyes and squeals. And then you drop her and then you all die laughing.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Now you take your index finger and your middle finger and you put it under her like this. Now you have to imagine that she's incredibly light, like she's made out of air.
Now, is that her whole body or just her head?
Cow.
You guys, come on, concentrate or it's not gonna work. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
You guys, it's not working. Whoa.
Shut up or you're gonna fall.
How do I get down?
Shh.
I got clean towels for everyone.
Ah! Oh, my butt.
What's going on in here?
Nothing. Why?
Are you girls getting hot?
No, Mom.
I need to gather a group of friends once social distancing's over.
Yes. Oh, well, this is like a big... I haven't done it since I was like... 10, maybe. Okay. It's like a big little kid sleepover thing. Was there something like that? That, like, sleepovers always, for me, had some sort of, like, weird creepiness to them. Like, we always, like, played with a Ouija board, or, like, we played stiff as a board, or we, like, you know, hid, or we played Bloody Mary or something like that.
What's Bloody Mary?
Oh, my God. Okay. It's when you go into the bathroom at midnight and you turn the lights out and you say, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. And then when you look at the mirror, she's supposed to be behind you.
Fuck.
I know. Okay. It's scary.
No, I don't know this game. What do we do? I don't know. I feel like we didn't have any fun games like that. Like, I would always try and stay up for a midnight feast. Never make it. I don't know. Oh, I feel really lame. What did we do? I don't know. I feel like maybe we just went to sleep. Maybe we didn't get it as a game. I'm ready to learn. Teach me your ways.
Oh my gosh. Okay, it also depends on age, or like, I think these things go in and out of fashion, right? Mm. So for kids, like, they develop different things. But a big sleepover thing I would do with my friend Melissa when we were both being homeschooled. We were real cool. We would go to Blockbuster and get a Blockbuster movie, and then we'd go get some pizza, and then we would watch a Blockbuster movie and eat pizza, and then we'd go to her room and we would listen to her No Doubt CDs because she really liked No Doubt.
I like her. I'm into her. I can get down with this.
What was a sleepover vibe for you when you were a kid?
Well, I guess I don't know if I think mostly I would have had sleepovers when I was in primary school. So in the UK, that is ages 4 to 10. So I feel like that was mostly like teddies and being like, I fancy James, and like and like trying to stay up for midnight and never making it. And then when I was going to secondary school, which is 11 to 16, okay. I just don't think it was a thing that happened. Or maybe it was happening, but I wasn't invited.
That's so funny. Your sleepovers are so pure. Mine were also, like, filled with, in retrospect, like, sapphic angst. And, like, I remember, oh my gosh. Okay, here's a sleepover story I haven't told. I slept over at my friend's house a bunch, and her mom had this book that it was like a sexual awakening thing where I found the book and there were sex scenes in it. Mm-hmm. It's called Clan of the Cave Bear by Jean Aul. And I found it, and I remember, like, every time I slept over, I would go try to find that book and be like, what are they doing in the caves? Like,
take me to the caves.
Yes.
That's actually reminded me. Yes. Friends' mums did used to have, like, magazines, which in retrospect are like, you know, my boyfriend's got a weird dick, but like at the time it's just like, what? It's like absolute scandal.
Okay, so now I have a couple questions for you that are classic sleepover questions that we're gonna play together. Okay, so number one, let's do a would you rather.
Okay.
Would you rather Let's see. I'm going to make this up on the fly.
Okay.
Would you rather have the ability to, like, pull a diamond out of your ear at any time?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could just be like, oh, a diamond, and, like, sell it or give it to someone or whatever. Mm-hmm. But you can't you're like broke in terms of real money, like, okay, all you have to spend are real diamonds, you know.
Like,
you
this figure is going to be complicated, so I've literally just grabbed a pen. Okay. Diamonds, okay, plus no money.
Yes, you, like, you, your body generates diamonds, but you, like, never can hold on to real money for whatever reason. It just, like, goes out of your hands,
even the money. So if I sell that diamond, I cannot keep hold of the profits.
You can, you have to, like, barter with the diamonds, basically.
Okay, great.
Like, you have to use it as a bartering system. Or would you rather have, like, constant access to food? Like, you never have to purchase food again in your life.
Okay, I'm listening.
But
mm.
you can never go out for food again. It's like you can only eat the food in your house from this unending supply of food.
Yeah, I don't want to go out. That's fine.
Oh, my God. That's an easy choice for you?
100%.
Oh, my God.
Diamonds.
Wow.
There are no ethical diamonds. I do not want those.
Even and from I don't your want ear?
I don't know how I got those. I could be exploiting anyone. But I don't want to leave my house. Yeah, I'm in. God. No problem.
That's an incredible answer. All right. I love that. You're unethically mined from your ear, Diamond. You're like, no, thank you.
No one's keeping tabs on where I'm getting those from. No.
It's magic. It's just magic.
Okay. Like the craft. Okay.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. Okay. Now I have another question for you, mm-hmm, which is, okay, fuck, marry, kill.
Okay.
Have you played this before, I'm sure.
I've heard American people play it on podcasts.
Is it really just an American thing too?
My God.
We love our fucking stupid games. Okay. Fuck, marry, kill. This is like a conceptual one. Okay. Mayonnaise, mustard, ketchup.
Oh, interesting. So I've recently rediscovered... Okay. Fuck, marry, and kill. I'm going to kill ketchup. It's just sugar. I don't need that. Mm-hmm. So what have I got left? I've got fucking and marrying. I'm gonna I'm gonna fuck mustard. Yeah, that came out easily. Right. I'm gonna fuck mustard.
I think that's the right answer.
Yeah.
And then if anyone fucks mayonnaise, I'm kind of suspicious of that. Like, I think mayonnaise, you either gotta kill or marry, you know?
Okay. It's not a dalliance.
It's not, you know. It's comforting or it's gross, I think. Either if you want to, like, if someone wants to, like, fuck mayonnaise, you know, I'm like, what's going on there? What's going on there?
I can just hear it and I don't like it.
Right? I agree. Okay. Final. I'm glad we're on the same side of that.
Great. Sophies are aligned.
That national debate. Okay.
International.
So, international. Oh, my God. We'll be right back.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And we're back. Okay. Final question is just, my favorite part of sleepovers is when you share secrets. So can you tell us a secret? It can be very silly and small.
Oh, what do I want to tell you? I guess My secret is that this is all an accident. So I've got this big platform now, and like I've been doing this work for a long time, but I didn't ever think anyone would listen to me. And so like I have to get so many people to read everything I do before I put it out, because I am the worst typer. Like anytime I type "and," it automatically corrects to "abs." I don't have abs. So I
have
know.
Constantly, I have sent "just a sex" to so many people for some reason, instead of "just a sec." Yes, 100 people.
I guess my biggest thing is that this is all an accident and I'm just riding the wave and trying to sort of do something as we go.
I think that's what everyone's doing, honestly. Mm-hmm. Anyone who acts like, I mean, unless you're like a white guy who already had your life planned out for you, I think every kind of thing that we stumble into is just, you got to ride the wave. Mm-hmm. Where do you think we'll be? I mean, I think I might try to move this episode up because I want it to come out sooner rather than later. Just have to talk to Acast about it. Mm. Our patrons get to hear more behind the scenes stuff. But I want this to come out sooner because I feel like in a month and a half, you're going to have like double the followers and like a whole new, like it's going to be crazy different for you.
I'm going to completely change what I do. I'm going to be really focused on like, I keep saying to my agent, I'm going to turn this into a cooking podcast. I'm going to turn this into a cooking Instagram and you can't stop me. So yeah, it could be anywhere.
Oh my gosh, it's exciting. Are you making sure to rest and take care of yourself? You need to. You're going to burn out.
Yeah. One day.
Oh my God. What are you going to do tonight after we hang up to take care of yourself?
So I did my little semicircle eye things before we spoke.
Yes.
My partner has just got home with a bottle of Prosecco to celebrate a good week. And yay. I'm just going to watch, I think, some mindless TV and drink some Prosecco and get some hugs.
What's your favorite mindless TV show right now?
Oh, it's really interesting. So I worked at Netflix, so I've got a pretty good idea of what's there. And my current favorite thing is The Traitor I Am, not even a Netflix show. I'm really enjoying rewatching Handmaid's Tale. As COVID struck, I was like, okay, I need something that is like some kind of dystopian thing that I can sort of project all of my feelings onto. And I was like, take me to Gilead.
That's so funny. Okay, so you're like, you're a different kind of person than me, because I think you're the more average kind of person. I am, like, when I'm sad, I can't watch sad thing. Or like, I can't, if I were to watch Handmaid's Tale right now, I would have a full panic attack. I can't do it. It's like, I know it's more like average or normal. Like, I'm trying not to say normal, but normal is really what I mean. To like, what you like, listen to sad music when you're sad. Mm. But if I listen to sad music, then I just cry more.
Yeah. I think that's kind of the point, though. I think it's just like a self-indulgence, like a catharsis of just like,
my God, I feel my feelings so intensely. I don't want to feel them any harder than I already feel them.
Yeah, I'm working
on not feeling them as hard. Like in therapy, we're working on.
And that's what the Prosecco is for. Let's just drink all of the Prosecco. It's fine.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. Handmaid's Tale is a good show, but I will say I have, like, when we started lockdown, I thought about it and was like, I'm not watching that again because it's too stressful for me. I'm watching garbage only right now.
What's your garbage?
There's many different varieties of garbage that I love. I watched, Victor and I are going through some older, I tend to like to choose one older show and go through like all of it. Mm-hmm. So I did that with Criminal Minds, which, you know, now that we're all reevaluating our relationship to cop shows, also merits reevaluation. Mm-hmm. Although Criminal Minds is like, it's so out of reality, you know, it doesn't really feel like a cop show. It feels like an insane fantasy about serial killers every week.
Okay.
But it's like not a real thing. But we've been watching Dexter, which is once again like a fantasy about serial killers.
Mm-hmm. So when you say light, you're lying to me is what you're doing.
It's like, the thing is that it's like, I have always really liked mystery or cop show episodic shows because the arc is the same always. The arc's always the same and the bad guy always gets caught and it's always wrapped up and it's fine at the end.
I just gasped because I thought of a show you should watch.
What
Have
is
you
it?
Seen the UK police show Call of Duty? No, Line of Duty. Have you seen Line of Duty? Okay. It's amazing. It's exactly that. It's like an episodic. It's set in the UK police force. I don't think they ever say where they are. It's amazing.
Okay, I'll try it. Once again, like, do you have to reckon with the propaganda that I've watched? But it is very, like, if it's going to be on in the background, I actually have found that sometimes putting on a show that I know really well, like, it works with, like, Criminal Minds, or it works with Gilmore Girls for me, or it works with Charmed or Buffy, or, like, one of the shows that I've just watched, like, over and over and over. I have ADHD and my time perception is really off. And so, like, it's hard for me to tell how much time has passed. So it can be helpful for me when I'm cleaning or something to have a show on in the background. Because then I'm like, oh, they think they found the killer, but it's not the right killer. Okay, 15 minutes.
Perfect, yeah.
Like, I know the beats of the episode so well. I also really like reality show trash. I've been watching a lot of British reality show trash, actually. I watched Love Island now. I got sucked into Love Island.
Wow.
And I watched, what was it called? There was like a Netflix show recently where it was like these people were somewhere and they couldn't like have sex with each other.
I was going to say like The Circle, but it's not The Circle. Love is Blind?
No, I watched that one too. And I watched The Circle. I watched all the garbage. I watched it all. But it's the one where they were like in a little island hotel and like they couldn't have sex with each other and they were set up. It was called like, I don't know. It's not Love Island. It's like they get money taken away from a cash prize if they touch each other. I'll find the name of it. I'm sure like all the patrons are like, it's called this. They're like yelling at the recording, but I'll put it in the show notes. But that has been very fun because the young people on it and on Love Island, whenever they're introduced, they say things that make you learn British slang, which is really fun.
Yeah. What have you learned?
Okay. Mugged off. Is a big one.
You don't want to get mugged off.
Don't want to get mugged off. I can't remember them off the top of my head, but like when they're introducing people and they're like talking about what they like to do and they go to clubs or whatever, there's like different words for guys like that, or like different types of men or like that you might encounter that we don't use those names here. Like in the show I'm trying to name, they were talking about having a geezer. Okay. I was like, what does that mean? Like a geezer here is like, that's an old man.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. It's a bit of like, I don't even know how to explain it without like, can you see me like doing a little wiggle? Like,
yeah. What does that mean?
I can't use words to explain it. It's just like a geezer. You know what a geezer is.
As if that means anything to me.
Yeah, a geezer's an old man. Yeah, that means something too.
you're like motioning. You're like, you know this. I'm like, what does that
this
mean?
This kind of guy. This kind of, I have no this cheeky idea. Chappy.
It's really funny. It really made me curious what dating culture is like. Like, what does that mean? That's my favorite thing. Okay, thank you for coming to this sleepover for our patrons.
Thank you for having me.
I hope that one day we get to have a real sleepover and watch all sorts of British trash TV together.
Line of Duty, but it's not really a trash show. It might not be good.
I'll watch it. Perfect. I'll watch it. I'll watch any shitty cop show. I am still going to say they should not be produced anymore and we should not make copaganda, but I will watch it.
Well, the cops in this are like human and they're like fuck up and then they get in trouble for it. So
good. Yeah. Good. Okay. Maybe it's redeemable. We'll see. Okay, I hope you have a great rest of your night, and thank you for being part of this Patreon sleepover.
Not at all. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
That was so much fun. Imagine getting to join the sleepover with me and our guest every week. You can do that. Just join our Patreon at Team Paisley Moomoo, $7 a month or more, to get a bonus mini-sode every Friday. You'll also get access to our backlog of mini-sodes, like your faves, Jasmine J., Julie Murphy, and friend of the pod, Smug Liberal. I know that this kind of announcement can seem repetitive and annoying, but I hope that just underscores how much we need the support, family. Thank you so much. And we'll see you at the next Babysitter's Club.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.